How do I turn that off? What the frick? Wait, does the music go away when I mute myself? Wait, where is it? Wait. Where is it? Autoplay when my spaces start. Fill awkward silences with the sound of spaces background music. Wait, how do I turn on the music? Wait, I'm like muting myself so I can like see the music. Wait. Okay, I don't hear it. I don't hear it. I think it's gone. I think you can only like hear the music when you like it's like the loading screen kind of. Oh, that sounds horrible. Wait, how do I don't know how to multitask. I have like one phone, one screen. I don't know how to multitask. Okay. Wait. Wait, can you still hear me? Wait, I actually can't read whatever you guys are saying. Is there a chat option for Twitter instead? Oh, it only plays when you start speaking. Okay, I'm like switching tabs, switching screens on my phone right now. Yeah, I think there's a chat. No, wait, no, there's no chat function. There's only like a thread thingy. Weird. Don't use that. Don't use that. Okay, wait. You're very quiet. I am. I am so close to the mic. I don't have earphones right now. I'm just using like my phone as it is. I don't see any. Yeah, no. You can chat in this waiting room. Okay. If you can hear me while my YouTube is on this screen right now, then I guess that's good. Yeah. No. Yeah. Let's use the YouTube chat. I feel so. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you can tell from my voice, but I was so frustrated this whole morning. I didn't even like eat anything because I was so stressed out. I was so stressed out. And not only that, the power interruption happened while I was working on my work, and it didn't save. It was really frustrating. I mean, we get the, this is why we, Island, you should always like save your work, save your progress and everything. But like, I don't, I probably saved, but like, I don't remember when was the last time I saved while I was working on that thing. And like, you know how immersed I am, like how hyper focused I am when working. Like, I just forget to like completely save like every like 5 minutes because I'm like so hyper focused with what I was doing, the work I was doing. And it happened while I was working, and it was the most frustrating thing ever. And I was like, frick, this happened while I was working on something, and while I have like a stream coming up in a few hours. It's really frustrating. It does have autosave, but like, I don't remember to which well, until where did it save? Like, I don't know. Yeah, well, happy Valentine's Day to me. This is so frustrating. And like, I don't know. I was really looking forward to this. We got like the art commission. I got the art commission. I got the chalky milk. I woke up early to buy chalky milk and everything. I slept so early last night. Like, after After I did my work last night, I went to bed early and I was like, I'm gonna wake up early to go out and buy chalky milk and then like work on get some progress done with my work. And then the worst thing happened today, and I'm just like, I'm tired. I'm trying to like be ganky today, but like this whole thing is like super frustrating. And yeah, I guess there's just this pressure as well. Like, I know everybody was like looking forward to it too. I know you guys got your chalky milks too, which made this whole thing more frustrating for me, to be honest. And like I get it, like it's like out of my control, but like I don't know how I could like prevent this, because like they never give us like warnings or like a heads up. They just pull the plug like there's no people needing the power or anything. It's really, really frustrating, man. I sound so tired from my voice, and I wish I could sound normal, but I've just been like, I've been super frustrated. I was crying, okay? I was crying out of frustration because of like my work, because of my work, and because of the fact, like, you know, I have this dream, and there are like people waiting, and like holy moly, I bought chalky milk and everything. Yeah, it's so hard to be a streamer, man. They should have like given a heads up or whatever, but no, they just literally pulled the plug, and like I don't know. Yeah, this is how I'm spending my Valentine's Day, you guys. I'm alone in this apartment, and it's like, so hot. There's like no ventilation or anything, no AC, nothing. I've been here for like hours without any electricity, and I'm just like, I've been waiting, you know, I've been waiting, and just, I lost all hope. Yeah, this is how I'm spending my Valentine's Day. Heck yeah, I'm gonna drink water. I'm not even gonna mute myself because it's such a hassle to like switch screens on mobile. Yeah, I mean, it's not Valentine's Day yet for like some of you guys, but it's like the 14th year JSC. So it is official. It's official. This is how I'm spending my Valentine's Day. How pathetic! Yeah, and I wish this was a proper stream, but like, I don't know. My battery, my phone battery is 80%. It's 80% because fortunately I had like, I didn't use my phone that much, and I have like a power bank to like charge my phone just in case. But yeah, I'm here, I'm alive. I've been sweating. It's pretty hot in here, literally. I feel I don't know. Man, I just feel so drained today. I don't even want to like open my PC right now. I don't want to see like, I don't want to see how much progress I lost in the work I was doing. It was so frustrating. It was extremely frustrating. Stinky, yeah. I mean, there's water. There's just no electricity. I could take a shower with the lights off. That's no problem. I, you know, the stinky situation, we can work with that. We have a solution for that. Yeah, don't worry about the mobile data. I have enough for today. I guess. It should last for like an hour or two, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I was gonna say open a window, but I remember your brick wall. There's, I have a window. Okay, I have a window, but like when you open the window, there's only a brick wall. So yeah. Dark shower hits different. No, wait, I'm scared of dark showers. You know, whenever I take a shower and then one time the lights flicker, I would be so scared. I would be so scared. I would run out of the bathroom. I would literally run out of the bathroom. There was like one point in my life, I think. I was just a little kid back then, but like I couldn't like close my eyes, or I refused to blink whenever I took a shower, because like who knows who's gonna like what ghost is gonna like pop out of the like the bathroom mirror or something. There's like one point like, no, don't close your eyes, don't even blink while taking the shower, or else the ghost of the bathroom will like get you or something. Yeah. No, that's with the lights on. That's with the lights on during the day. During the day, you just don't want your eyes to be completely like blacked out, or else, you know, the ghost will like capture you. There's one point in my life. Yeah. Is there anything worse than when their power goes out and the phone battery is like on 10%? I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I have like enough battery, I think. Yeah, I wouldn't know if the power comes back, by the way, because like I left the lights open, so you would hear, you would hear, you would see. No, I would see. I would see. Don't Blink would be a great movie plot. Yeah. Okay, wait, I haven't opened Twitter. Let me open Twitter right now. Let's see, there are people listening. Holy moly, you guys are using Twitter? You guys are using Twitter? That's crazy. Ah, man. I'm just so frustrated right now. I was even apologizing to Foodie. I was like, Foodie, I'm so sorry to bother you during your lunch break. But can you change the stream time and everything? Yeah. Oh, there's like a huge delay latency, I think. I don't know. So I might read your chat a little late. What's the Twitter? Actually, it's X. Oh my god, people like correct. People who use the term Twitter are so cringe. Actually, it's X now. We don't use Twitter now. Cringe.
There's like a huge chat delay. Maybe resetting my thing, my YouTube will work. Let me try. Oh, you guys can still hear me, right? Do 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 do. Okay, there we go. It'll be Twitter until I die. It's gonna be Twitter forever. What the heck is an X? It's so weird. I've seen
at least one post on Twitter that's like, oh, it's not Twitter anymore, by the way. Okay.
Oh, you guys can still hear me. Okay.
There's like a huge chat delay. So I don't know. I'm just gonna yap. I don't even know what to talk about. I could talk about a few things that I wanted to like talk about today, supposedly on the stream today, but like there's no stream, so like I don't wanna be too negative either. I don't want to be too sad either. I don't want to cry. I'm over it. Wait, actually, I'm not over it. I hate this. I hate this day. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, don't remind me. This is like, I don't know. This is the most memorable Valentine's Day ever. Memorable in terms of, like, it's so frustrating that I hate it. Happy Valentine's Day. No, happy Valentine's Day to you guys, too. I don't have anything to offer. You can't even see my model right now. The day just started. It's like, it's almost 2 p.m. It's almost 2 p.m. The day is already over. It's over for me. Not really, but I don't know. I was looking forward to this because I commissioned an artwork and everything. Woke up early to buy chalky milk. I hate this day. Well, at least I have one memorable Valentine's Day now, finally. And it's this day. Because I hate it. Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna show you guys my new room too. My new stream room. Stream background too. That the artist of this thumbnail, Aitsuki, made. She's so good. She's so talented. How will you use these Nintendo perms? Nintendo. Okay, I had a stupid idea earlier. I was like, well, if we're not streaming, I guess I could still play the Switch, the Nintendo Switch, while on Twitter Space. But then I remembered, oh yeah, you also don't have Wi-Fi with the power outage. Because I was like, oh yeah, guys, we could play Tetris 99, or maybe we could visit my Animal Crossing Island or something. But no, I just remembered, oh right. Yeah, you needed Wi-Fi, and you needed power, you need electricity for the Wi-Fi and all that. Yeah, Valentine's is mid anyway. It has always been mid. That's why this is the most memorable Valentine's Day for me. This is the most memorable one, just because it's so extremely frustrating. I'll thank Kami-sama for that. Nah, I'd rather conserve my phone's mobile data to just chat with you guys right now. We're limited. We have limited resources. We have 80% battery. I have limited data, so let's just make the most out of it. Mobile hotspot. It's gonna be super stuff. It's gonna be super scuffed. I'd rather just like conserve it and just use all the data here. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, you did play Twitch Tetris 99 during your Twitter space. Yeah, but like that was the time when I had Wi-Fi. I don't have Wi-Fi now. There's literally no power, and I'm sweating like crazy. It's like I'm being baked inside an oven, you know. Yeah. Let me just hydrate. I gotta keep myself hydrated during the entire Twitter space, because I'm yapping and like there's like not much ventilation inside my room, so yeah. Time to go to Starbucks. Oh my god. I don't even wanna go out today. Just imagine. I don't wanna go out today. I refuse to. Dude, I don't want to go out today. Not today. Not on the 14th. I cannot. You sound so nasally because I've been crying. I'm just trying to keep it together. Like, I want to sound like Genki how I usually am, but like, I'm so frustrated. I'm just so mad. I can't even hide it. I can't even deny it. I'm just so sad about not streaming. I mean, like, not streaming is like not, it shouldn't be a big deal, because you guys, you know, you tell me like, oh yeah, it's out of your control. But like the thing is, I've planned this. I've looked forward to it as well. Not just you guys, it's also me. And you know, I've had it like on my stream schedule for quite a while, and then like got artwork and everything, and then you guys also like, I don't know, I guess the pressure kind of added up when you guys said that you also have your chalky milk prepared, and I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm letting you guys down, kinda. So like it's especially frustrating for like this kind of stream, but also the work I was doing, I don't know how much progress I lost because I was in the middle of doing it earlier. Yeah. I just felt like all the plans I had for this day kind of just like fell apart. And yeah, I refused to go out. I just wanted to like be inside my apartment the whole entire day, just having a good time, just having good vibes, chill time, and here we are now on the freaking Twitter space. Yeah, I'm surprised. It's been like what, 3 hours, 2 hours since the power went out. I can't even hide it in my voice. I wish I could. Usually if I have like problems like that, I don't wanna like necessarily like spill off stream, or if I'm having like sad feelings, I try to cover it up usually on the stream. But I guess when you're not seeing your avatar, when you're not seeing your VTuber model smile and all that, and you know, I'm just like looking at nothing right now. I'm just like staring at the ceiling right now while chatting with you guys. I guess it kind of just, you know, I'm just left with my thoughts and I couldn't even hide it. Yeah, I couldn't even hide in my voice. I'm so tired of today. And this is not like a, oh my god, Isle Coleman's real voice. So deep. No, it's just me being super, super frustrated and super mad. Yeah. Don't cry over spilled chalky milk. I know, I'm trying to cheer up. I just don't want to open my PC and be like, ah, how much progress did I lose? And then click and then... Yeah. Yeah. So... I don't really want to go out today too. This sucks. I feel like, you know, during power outages, I would go out because like there's no ventilation inside my room. I need to get out and all that, but I just refuse to do so today because I don't know. It's gonna be super awkward to go out when you're alone. You know? On this very, very special day for some people, you know? maybe I should just put myself first. I don't know. I'll go out, but probably not in a super crowded place. Because, like, I can't stay in here for too long if, like, the power is out until, like, nighttime. I'm gonna suffer. I'm gonna suffer. Yeah. Get Isle Mama, go home. I don't know. I don't know if I can go home today. To the Vestinian household. To the Coleman household. Not the Vestinian household. The Coleman household where my mom lives. I don't know if I can do it today. I'll think about it. Yeah, I need fresh air. I need fresh air. I've been here for like more than 2 hours now. Yeah. And sweating like crazy. I'm gonna drink water. I'm not even gonna mute. Usually I mute myself when I drink water on mute now. I'm just gonna drink. Freak it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. I'm glad my Nintendo Switch is in 100% battery percentage, so I could play Switch later on my own. I don't know, to keep myself distracted. I don't know. I'm drowning. I wonder how clear you can hear my voice right now. I don't know what I sound like, and I don't know if this thing has noise cancellation. They should have noise cancellation. I don't know. Can you get unmuted?
Yeah, why do you need to hear it unmuted?
Have you playing on Switch off stream? I haven't been playing the Switch. I haven't been playing the Switch off stream. What I've been playing off stream, I haven't been playing off stream either. I'd say the last thing I played was like Pal World, but it's been a while too. I've been so occupied with work, really important work, like extremely important work that I think you will find out what it is soon. The work that I did it's pretty clear, guys. I sound cute. I sound horrible. This isn't how I usually sound normally. Like, I just couldn't hide the sadness, the frustration in my voice. I just really couldn't hide it. I'm sorry. My pals are starving. Yeah, okay, we can talk about that. I was planning to show you guys the screenshot if I had the stream. But Sharzu, out of nowhere, on Sunday, sent me a message. She sent me a Slack DM. She said, Isla, your pals are starving. It was a really funny message. Let me read it. Let me open Slack. It was really funny. Isla, your pals are starving to death. They will not eat even when there's food in the feeder. Unless mommy is there. I didn't know. That's what she said. Those are exact words. I'm like, what? Really? Like, I left enough food on the feeder. Thank you for the super. Oh, guys, I'm not streaming. Don't give me supas. Thank you, but thank you, Paige. Does this cover a cost of a chocolate bar? Chocolate. Thank you. I don't have any chocolate with me. Just chalky milk. I don't really buy chocolate bars. Maybe I should today, but like, it's a bad day to buy chocolate bars. Just imagine how many Riaju's are there out on the streets. It's a Riaju apocalypse out there. That's why I don't want to go. I don't want to go out. Mommy. Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny. I don't know. She called me mom. Shout out to who called me mom. She called me mommy. Yeah.
Somebody said chocolate.
Thank you for the super member chat, Ramses. Instructions clear. Finding ways for Asuma to have perpetual energy in her home so she can always have power.
Oh, man. I don't know. Do you guys know about generators? Do they work? Aren't those like the emergency power supplies? Aren't those things real? Aren't those things real? Do you think I could like install them in my room, in my apartment? I don't know. I just really want like a backup plan in case this kind of thing happens. Like, what if it was on my outfit reveal? Why it wasn't an outfit reveal or like anniversary stream or birthday stream? That would like freaking suck. So like I should think of like alternatives, but like I don't know. Portable energy boxes. But I don't know if my PC is enough. Like I think my PC is too much actually. Get a laptop. Like much rather than a laptop, I selfishly really want an iPad. I want an iPad because I want to feel like an iPad kid. Me and she were talking about like how both of us are like iPad kids without the iPads. Uninterrupted power supply. Ooh. Oops. Yeah, generator. Yeah, the Wi-Fi. Oh, shoot. Yeah, there's a Wi-Fi problem. I mean, I can use my mobile data, but, like, it's not perfect. It's not the strongest. Too much thinking. I'll think about it later. Yeah, I selfishly really want an iPad just because... Just because I want to be an iPad kid. Like, I don't know, for convenience. But then again, for practicability, I think laptop is better. But I selfishly still really want an iPad. But why? Why do I want an iPad? Because you can watch YouTube. You can watch YouTube on your iPad. Anywhere, anytime. You can draw with the Apple Pencil and... You can play Cooking Mama or something, Roblox, I don't know. Typical iPad kid things that I want to experience. Get a bunch of cold nights to power an electric generator with my pedal. I'll think about it. An oops. How do I read it? Oops. UPS. A UPS can work with keeping the router powered, but you'll need something pretty big to power that in a PC for a long. UPS will keep your PC on for a few minutes. For a few minutes? What if I want to stream longer? You have a throne? I don't have a throne. I don't have a throne. I know some people are asking, like, why didn't Isle Coleman have a throne and other kawaii people have a throne? As I guess I would just much prefer Streamlabs other than throne, because it feels really bad. I don't know, I would feel bad if someone actually like funded a freaking iPad for what, just because I wanted to be an iPad kid. I would feel bad. You should just show your support through Streamlabs, like show it like in a way that I feel like I deserve it. Like, oh, you had a good stream. There's your Streamlabs and all that. And not just like iPad for Isla. I don't know. It's just stupid. It's stupid to want an iPad. What am I, 6? I don't know how to like properly explain to you guys. I don't want to elaborate too much on it too. I don't want to touch on it too much, but I would just say like I prefer something that feels more deserving or rewarding, because like I don't know, it feels I would feel bad if I get like an like things from throne and all that. Oh yeah. I'd rather just like see my I don't know, my performance, or like I'd rather just like see my performance on like that thing. I don't know. I'm just speaking mindlessly right now. Yeah.
I mean, it's different for each and every person. This is just like my personal thing. This is just my personal what's the word? Preference. iPad can work pretty well for work-related stuff too in case of emergencies like this. Can you stream on an iPad? If you can stream on a freaking iPad, then I will gladly consider. Yeah. You can have fun and work on an iPad. Yeah. Yeah. Let's not think about it too much. Maybe. I already canvassed for like PC upgrade stuff too last weekend. So I'm getting the RAM first. I think the RAM upgraded first from like 16 to 32. So I like 216 gigabytes of I need the dual what? The dual thing. I'm still not good with my tech PC terms, but I have the dual thing. Yeah, so in terms of like priority and practicability, I'm just a really practical person. I'm just a practical person. I appreciate you guys saying a lot of kind words to me, but I guess it's just in my nature to think about like what priorities should I have with this kind of stuff? Dual, no, dual for the RAM. I have the dual thing for the RAM. The dual stick, dual Lipa. Yeah, but that kind of thing. So like right now, my priority is. My priority is before anniversary, I'm gonna have my PC upgraded. That's my priority is to get my PC upgraded. Cause I really need it. I seriously need it. Two sticks of RAM. I don't know what it's called. do Thumbs down. I don't I'm sorry. I'm just in bed right now. So, when I'm on the bed, my brain power decreases. So, just a heads up too, because I don't know what to say initially. But yeah. Okay, priorities. Okay, I want to talk about my priorities. So number one is PC upgrade. Before I YouTube. Where's my YouTube chat? There we go. Okay. PC upgrade by anniversary. Number two priority is I've told you guys about like how my hand tracking, my leap motion broke. I don't know where to have it fixed. I really miss doing 3D streams with my hands moving. So hopefully I can buy a new leap motion, but I saw how expensive it is and I'm like, holy freak. Oh, a UPS too. Yeah, I'll look into the UPS thing. I feel like I really need it because I really hate how they never give a heads up, like a warning. They never give a heads up if there's like power interruption in the area. I freaking hate it. Change it. Number one is PC upgrade before anniversary. Number two is the UPS. Number three is my leap motion. Number four, I don't really have anything more. I think. Oh, that rhymed. Yeah, but that's my priority for now. Well, this is a completely separate, completely big, but I haven't released covers in a long time. I feel bad. I was just thinking about it the other day, 'cause me and management were like talking about like covers and all that, like singing related stuff for Isla Coleman and all that. And I was like, I'm so sorry. It's just that I blew all my budget on my second outfit reveal. Like, I used all the art budget to get new alerts, new loading screen, new ending screen, and all that. I literally have nothing for song covers. I just remembered. I'll probably release my next cover on, I don't know, on the after. Don't know. I just feel like, you know how we were talking about like goals and all that, and like management said like you should try focusing again on like V Singer stuff. But I was like, I blew all my budget on my second outfit. I have nothing left. Like we have like a budget for like song mixing, but I used that budget for a new BGM. My first ever custom BGM, which I'm very excited. I'm very excited. The composer was very happy to work with Isla Coleman, is what Furi said. I'm really excited. I'm excited for you guys to hear it. I have no idea how it's gonna sound, but all you need to know is that, wait, I think it's a spoiler if I say it. Okay, never mind. But yeah, I'm cooking. I'm cooking something up for the outfit reveal. It's the only thing that's like keeping my shit together. It's just the only thing that's like motivating me right now, 'cause I've been looking forward to it. For don't but oh, not that. Yeah, I'm cooking.
Cooking.
Okay. I feel like 2024, the start of 2024 is not hasn't been super good. But I was just thinking to myself, well, it's gonna be worth it. I don't know. Just keep holding on, Isla Coleman. Ganbatte. Ganbatte. You can do it. Yeah. Don't forget the lamb sauce. Yeah, the lamb sauce. Yeah. Can't have you served raw food. Am I cutting off? Am I? Okay, maybe I'm just like, okay. Okay, I'll hold the phone to my mouth. Hold it close to my mouth. But yeah, it's the outfit reveal is the only thing I've been thinking about for what, weeks now. Take my energy. Ganbatte. Arigato. Yeah. Oh, it's fine now? Okay. Yeah, I'm using mobile data, so it's not the best. So we just have to deal with it. What else? What else can I talk about? It's so fun. This would have been more fun if I was streaming, if I was like on my PC. But I'm not. Going on with the AdSense thingy? I don't have access to it. I don't have access to my AdSense account. I don't have access to my promotions tab. Nothing. So if I want to get something promoted, just tell management and give them the money for it, kinda. And it's not gonna be like the same type of like the promotions that the other girls had, because I have no access to it. Yeah, I don't want to double down on the negativity, but like I understand like people being curious about it, because I haven't been on date in a while. But yeah, we were I don't know how much I can say about it, but all you gotta know is that I don't have access to the same type of feature that all the other Kai girls had on their like their YouTube account, like their YouTube promo tab account. I don't have the same access. That's all you need to know. I don't know how much I can touch on that topic, since it's a little confidential, like the process kinda, but yeah. It has been super frustrating too. Another frustrating, but stuff together. Can't let these things like hold me back from doing my usual stuff and all that. But yeah, I guess for update's sake, that's all you need to know. I'm okay. I'm alright. I'm fine. I'll be okay. Yeah, I've been hit with so much unfortunate stuff, right? The only thing that's keeping me sane is my freaking outfit reveal. I purposefully did not record this face. It's an archive. Okay, it's an archive, so I'm free to say whatever I want to say anyway. I didn't record this face. I'm so sorry, but that's only because I knew I was gonna cry, and that's exactly what's happening. Yeah, it. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the only thing that's keeping me sane is my freaking reveal in the chat whenever I go live. I hate to say it. But yeah. Wow, how convenient we have an Isla Pat emote now. Artist of the Isla Coleman channel. But hopefully, I don't know. So many things right now, but I hope it's gonna be worth it. I don't know what's gonna be worth it. I don't know. I don't freaking know. Gonna chug a whole glass of water now. Okay, wait. I don't know, man. I just really, 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 really love my job so much. I love love. Oops. I love production Kai so much that I don't know. I just love production Kai so much. So much. Too much. Too much. Too much. That's all I want to say. Said the L word. How convenient that we didn't record this space.
Oh, I told you my brain doesn't function when I'm in the bed. But okay, it's unarchived. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I wouldn't normally say this on stream because it's embarrassing. It's just not in my nature to say it, to be honest, to be like completely honest. To be, no, not really honest, but like to be this personal with my feelings. But yeah, I really love it. I really love a production Kai so much, so much, so much. I can't let the misfortunate things that happened to me, you know, take away something that has like really changed my life. Honestly. I mean, I told you guys, being here has been the most life-changing thing ever. Yeah. I can't give that up. I can't give it up. Now I'm speechless. Now I don't know what to say. It's pretty awkward now, huh? Can we go back to talking about why iPads are pretty great? Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I guess that's just how I am. That's just how I am. Just so much embarrassing. Thanks, yeah. I'm gonna give it up. Never gonna let it down. Yeah. Glad that you're here. Yeah, I'm glad to be here too. Considering there's been so much. I don't know. I don't choose what's on my freaking Twitter timeline, okay? But like on the For You page on the algorithm of Twitter, there's just been a lot of like I'm just gonna say crazy things that has been happening in the VTuber sphere, left and right, here and there. And it just made me a little bit more grateful that I'm here, I'd say. Yeah. Yeah. So, I know Kawaii hasn't been, it's not a perfect corporation. I don't think there's like a perfect corporation anyway, but I still very much love it. If, yeah. I still very much love a production Kai. Very much. That I wouldn't give it up for the world. I would give up on Kai if it did do like a 180 on on something. But nothing really. Nothing really. I mean, we've had talents. We've had talents say that they're gonna leave as soon as, production Kawaii suddenly like changes their like vision or like their goals and all that. But we're still here. We're still here. Yeah, no company is perfect. Not just in VTubing, even real life companies. I hate my Princess duties, actually. It's not a job that I love. I would much rather be a streamer, but I can't. But yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is. If you need to survive, gotta stay there. Yeah. Yeah. But like, yeah, things that in the VTubing sphere has been pretty insane. I wouldn't usually talk about this on a public stream. I don't think I will. I don't want to have eyes on me or anything. But oh, let's just not deny that it has been pretty crazy, which made me appreciate Kawaii a bit more, kinda, in comparison. Yeah.
It's hard to love a job, of course. Of course. Of course. I mean, you know, I don't know. Sometimes you think about like, oh, I could have been in this field of work, or like, oh, this was my dream job, but like, you land on something else. I mean, something that's still in line with like what you usually do, but like, you're not too happy with it, but like, you don't really have a choice. So yeah, that's why I'm saying like, being in production, Kai, being a VTuber is life changing in that sort of sense too. Kind of. It's impossible for me to be full time, let's face it. I don't think I can be full time here either. But it's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay. PK is definitely not perfect, but from what I've seen as a supporter, PK improved on a lot of aspects greatly, and I truly believe it will only get better. I swear. I feel like, in comparison to the first year, where, you know, come on, we didn't have a debut trailer, we were just, okay, we were just thrown out there by our great brother, Kinoshita Kyosuke, and said, okay, do the VTubing for us and all that. But it's so much more different now. It's much, much more different now. It's a big change. It's a big, good change. Kinda. They really do help you out. Yeah. Reina's trailer was badass. I'm not saying it wasn't, okay? We were really thankful for Reina for putting out that banger trailer, okay? But like, what I was saying is that Production Kawaii, the company, didn't provide a trailer. So like, Reina had to make it, kinda, okay? Yeah. So, yeah. Gen 1, right? Glad I took that risk. Holy schmoly. Holy moly. I took the risk to join a very sussy VTuber corporation. And now I'm here. Because, like, can we please... Okay, maybe we can laugh at it. I know we're all used to Production Kawaii. But when you first hear about it, like... join my VTuber company called Kawaii, and I'm like, what? That's it? are you Kawaii? Is it a real corporation, or are you guys like a VTuber group and not a corp? What? You guys are called Kawaii? Yeah, it sounded like a scam. And not to mention, again, the infamous DM, Twitter DM, and his account. His personal account, not even the official Production Kawaii account. It was a personal account with his face on it. And all he followed, all he retweeted, was sexy anime girls. Because he was trying to look for VTuber mamas. But... It sounded like a scam. I only got convinced when I actually saw the models. And I'm glad I took her. I don't know what code to sign, but I'm glad. I'm glad. I became much more of a better person in terms of, like, I don't know, skill, maybe. I didn't know how to talk to people. Me? You would expect me to be good at talking to people? No. And in terms of singing too, obviously. I feel like I've definitely become better in singing. Apply in bio. You know those Twitter bots? Yeah, I thought Coach that was a fucking bot. Cause he had a super long Twitter DM. I thought it was a bot. He could literally disguise himself as one of those girls who are like,
oh, my noodles in the bio. My noodles in bio. Link in bio. Production Kawaii VTuber group in bio.
Sexy anime girls on the internet. Guys, I don't remember my account credentials on the Twitter that Kojda used to contact me. But if I had it, I would call him out. I would look at his Twitter again. I don't remember what his username was because it was really, again, it felt like a bot. It was his personal account. It was probably like K Kojda 127 or something like that, you know. Did you open up with a
apply in bio?
Okay, I replied in Japanese. He talked to me in Japanese. And me, I was like, shit, I don't know how to speak fluent Japanese. he DM'd me in Japanese. Wasn't even English. They were looking for an English speaker VTuber for his VTuber company. He spoke to me in Japanese. And I was like, I don't know Japanese. You know what I did? I deep L. Konnichiwa, hajimemashite. Aida Kodoman desu. And something, something formal Japanese and all that. I spoke to him in Japanese until like, oh, by the way, until one day he was suddenly like, oh, by the way, you can speak in English if you want. And I'm like, we spoke in Japanese. We exchanged the emails all in fluent Japanese. Mine was not fluent. Mine was Google translated plus deep L plus checked in Google if the grammar was correct kind of thing. Okay, we exchanged emails in Japanese. We were negotiating stuff in Japanese until one day he suddenly said, oh, by the way, you can speak in English if you're more comfortable with that. I can speak English too. And I was like, you had me suffer through countless of grammar checks on Google just to tell me I could speak in English. Yeah, he really did prank me with that. Were you able to fool him? I mean, he wasn't like, oh, your Japanese is pretty bad. Oh, your Japanese is pretty wrong. He didn't, like, correct me or anything. But maybe during the time he brought up the fact that I could speak in English, maybe during that time he was like, her Japanese is pretty wonky. Maybe I should just tell her to speak in English, maybe. Maybe. Maybe he caught on to the fact that I wasn't fluently speaking in Japanese. Maybe. He was hiring you for EN. Why didn't he open with EN? Exactly! Exactly that. I don't even know why my dumbass also replied in Japanese and exchanged emails with him in Japanese only to find out that I could speak in English all this time. I don't know. It was so funny. It was so funny. Like, I think up until the point I was almost about to like sign my contract, we were still speaking in Japanese. And I was like, you know that one meme? You know that one meme? They don't know I don't speak Japanese. They don't know. They don't know. They just don't know. And then on the first Zoom meeting with Kojda, like an interview, I had a notebook full of Japanese stuff. I've written down all the things I need to say in Japanese. Like, you know how you're preparing for an interview and you have notes? Yeah, I had something like that, but in Japanese. In Japanese, in Romaji. In Romaji. In, like, letters that I can read.
Yeah, so like I was like on my first Zoom meeting, I was like, "Hajimemashite. Hi. Udeshii desu." I was like, "I'm so happy to be here. Edabe kudete arigatou gozaimasu. Hi." You know like those polite Japanese workers, like, "Hi. Hi, kashikomarimashita. Hi." Yeah, I was like speaking in that. I was speaking in keigo. I was speaking in super formal Japanese. And then there was like one part that I was not prepared for. He was like, "Okay, I don't know if this is okay to reveal." Okay, no, it's normal. It's normal. This is just a normal interview question. He was like, "If you had your own KFC branch and you were the manager, okay, think of it as your VTuber, your YouTube channel of your VTuber. How would you manage a KFC branch?" And I was like, "What the frick? I didn't prepare for this." And I was like, "Sumimasen, can I answer in Eigo in English?" And it was like, "Ah, dozo, okay, no problem." Yeah, there was that whole KFC. Yeah, I will not forget that. That was like, he was like, "This is a really important question. This is a really important question, which will reflect on how you will perform as a VTuber in our company. Think about KFC. If you had your own branch of KFC, if you had your own KFC branch and you're the manager, how are you gonna attract customers?" And I'm like, "What? How would you manage a KFC?" I don't remember what I answered. I was like, "I don't know, you guys. I don't know." Okay, but okay. I'm gonna put myself. Okay, I'm gonna imagine Isle Coleman from 2021. I would have answered, "Be a good manager," and like, oh my God, what did I even answer? I wouldn't even know. Okay, I wouldn't even know the answer to that. I probably just said some bullshit like, "Oh yeah, be a nice manager, like be attentive to not only your staff but also to the people, to your customers and all that, given of great customer service and serve with a smile," or something like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. Why would you ask me about KFC? I'm applying for a VTuber, but for a VTuber company. Yeah. What a question to ask. No, I'm not even joking, you guys. I'm not even joking. I wish I was, but that was the question he asked me. I wouldn't forget it because, like, why would you ask me about KFC? Okay. I don't know. But yeah, that was one of the interview questions. He had a lot of questions, but like he said, that was the most important question that will reflect my performance on how I would like handle my own VTuber channel. So I was like, "Okay, throw it to me. Throw the question at me." And it was about KFC. So if I manage a KFC, I'm ready to debut. Yeah. According to our former CEO. According to our former CEO, if you can manage your own KFC, then you're ready to go. You're ready for production kawaii. Send in your resumes. Okay, send in your resume. Send in your resume. How would you manage a KFC versus where do you see yourself in 10 years? I don't know, working in KFC. He was like, yeah. In a way, VTubing restaurants are kind of like restaurants, you know? It's just like running a restaurant, you know? You're managing your own stuff and all that. He did explain to me why KFC was the comparison he made. But like, yeah, I mean, it worked. I'm here. Apparently, since I'm here in production kawaii now, I can run my own KFC. So, if you were to ask me now, where do you see yourself, Isle Coleman, in 10 years? I'd probably be managing a freaking KFC branch. I'd be managing my own KFC now. My own KFC restaurant. Marriage is an orange. Yeah. It's just so funny. Yeah. Wait, I'm gonna drink water.
Wait. 待って。待ってね。It's so funny. It's funny to think about it. I think for anniversary, I should just retell. You know, every anniversary, I would retell the story of how I got into production Thai because it's so funny. It doesn't feel real. How I almost signed myself up for a scam. The VTuber story. Wonder where did Kosha get those questions from? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think I was the first production Kali member to be interviewed, I think. I don't know. I feel like I wasn't the one. No. They probably had like Reina already or Charlotte. I just know Nene was like the last one. I know Nene was the last one who joined. But yeah. But I think they had Reina already. Because I was like, oh, if I'm not getting Charlotte Suzu, can I get Reina-san? And they were like, nope. Not Reina-san. Nope. Top 10 EN interview questions. Guys, if you want to join VTuber company, I think you have to ready yourself. I think you have to ready yourself for those kinds of questions. I'm giving advice now. Like videos about how to get into a corporation, how to get accepted in your next VTuber audition. I think I just need to tell them that you gotta be prepared for the KFC question. PK origin stories are always so interesting. It is. Either Charizard or Reina. It's either two of them. I don't know if I was the first one. I think I was the first one that Kosha reached out to. But like, first. Not me. Then. Because she said she had no choice but to get the Nene Amano model. I wouldn't get the Nene Amano model. I was just thinking like, I don't know. I really like the Charlotte Suzu model. They didn't give me the Charlotte Suzu model. But like, are you listening to my voice right now? Would that fit a Charlotte Suzu model? Probably Kosha saw that. He already foresaw that. So like, probably like knew I was gonna struggle with the voice. top 10 questions VTubers Corporation don't want you to know about. Back in the day, VTubing was a gamble. You didn't know what you would be legit or not. Before Isla Coleman, I almost became a VTuber for like this like game company, but it's a super small one, like just a super small one. Like it was a super small one that I doubt you guys even know about. But they were looking for like someone to like do their mascot kind of. I almost. But there, bam, damn, I'm here now. Interesting. Yeah, I told this story multiple times already, but I didn't join just because like I was so nervous. I was like, no, I'm not cut out for this. No, not in a game. It was for a game company, and then they were looking like for someone to like
do the voice for their like mascot character, for the mascot character. And I mean, at first I was like, oh boy, I've always wanted to be a VTuber. I've watched Hololive and all that. It's my first ever VTuber experience and all that. I'm so happy. And then I backed out because I was like, no, I can't do this. I'm sorry. And then they hired someone else. And the VTuber pop off? No, not really. They were just doing like literally like stuff for the company, but they weren't really like doing streams and all that. They weren't doing like the live streams and all that. Navigator Chan, GPS Coleman, me. but yeah. I think I showed it on members only too. Like I showed like what voice I did, but yeah. I didn't push through it because I was like, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm cut out for this. I don't think I can do this. I'm sorry. Guys, if I was there, does that mean I wouldn't be here in Kawaii? I don't know. I was destined for Kawaii. Probably. Maybe. Maybe things are the way they are now because I'm supposed to be here, you know. Yeah, because I was thinking to myself, man, what a waste. I could have been a VTuber. Yeah, I'm a VTuber fan. This was my opportunity to be a VTuber. Why couldn't I be a VTuber? Why couldn't I just push with it? But then, bam. You know, I'm here now. I was very, very sad that I wasn't confident enough for that. For something as easy as, like, not even streaming. Streaming wasn't our job, even. It wasn't a job. That wasn't the main thing. You were just literally a mascot character doing like announcements for that company and all that. And that's it. You didn't need to stream. You didn't need a stream schedule and all that. But I was just, I don't know. I've always doubted my own skills and I didn't really have the confidence back then. But like, here we are now. I mean, I'm confident now. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Glad we are on the timeline you applied and got it. Man, if I didn't... just thinking about how what if Costa never found me? What if Costa's stupid personal account didn't find my account? Bro. What would happen now? I wouldn't have been an idol. I wouldn't have been an idol. I think the greatest thing that Kawaii has definitely like given or launched in this company is probably the idol project. God, it changed everything. It changed everything. Does the game company VTuber mascot still exist? I don't know. Last time I checked, which was years ago, they were still there, I think. I don't know now. I haven't checked in a while. I haven't checked in a while. But yeah. I think I still have the video of like they told me to like a video assignment. They had a video assignment. Can you read out this script and all that? And I still have the video, I think. But yeah, I showed it in members only. I don't think I'm gonna show it anymore. I don't think I'm gonna show it anymore. I don't wanna be recognized. I don't wanna be recognized. Assuming the person who like hired me for that game company is still a VTuber fan. I don't want to be recognized. I don't want to be like, hey, I'm cool, man. You should have been the VTuber for us. Kind of like that. I don't want to be recognized. Send a super chat for them. Nah. No Alagira Gira performance, so surreal to think about. Yeah. Definitely the best thing that has ever happened to me is be here in Kauai and become an idol. Holy heck. What would my life have been? I would have still been like drawing or something, taking $10 commissions, $20 commissions. Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did before. Pretty sad. So you on TV, SpongeBob appears. What are the odds? I don't want to think about it. I really don't want to think about it. I don't want to be like, I don't want them to be like, did you not join the game dev company so you could be here in production, Kawaii? Yeah, I don't want it. I simply did not push through the plan of being a VTuber for them because I was not confident. My speaking skills back then were not good. I mean, you could obviously see it from 2021 Isla. My communication skills were bad. Okay, I hated Zatsudan streams back then. I feel like, oh god, Zatsudan stream, a chatting stream, too much pressure. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know. I feel like there's gonna be a lot of dead air, or like I don't know how to keep the conversation going, the flow going. It was a lot of pressure to do Zatsudan streams back then. Back in 2021, I hated Zatsudan streams just because, like, I was not confident in my speaking skills. So, if you watch my earlier streams, my old streams, my Zatsudan streams back then, I wasn't that good in, you know, speaking. And communicating with people. So I thought to myself, yeah, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this VTubing thing, for this game company. It's almost like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to decline the offer. And it was not like a free thing either. It was a paid thing. Like I was thinking about like, oh yeah, I could be paid to do VTubing stuff. Holy heck, this is actually happening and all that. But then again, I was like, I'm not good at speaking. Not good at speaking. So, like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to decline. And it was pretty awkward. Thank you for the membership. Thank you. Welcome back, Ghost Orb. Thank you. Thank you. Ayatone. So, yeah. Of course, yeah. I mean, it's my third year in Kauai. I hope you guys don't hear my stomach grumble. I didn't eat today. Yeah, it's my third year in Kauai on April. Definitely had so much more improvement. Definitely. In so many aspects, in so many ways. I was pretty stupid back then, 2021. I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't know much about VTubing and all that. I didn't understand a lot. I didn't even know what my niche was. I was like trying to find it. I thought I could be the FPS gamer of one, because like I didn't really have any talent like playing FPS games. So I thought, but it didn't work out for me. So it just comes with the time, the experience, the year, all that. I found that being a fun woman, it's for me. For my that was my character development. Yeah, hell yeah. Go eat something. Yeah, that, how am I gonna eat something? Like the fridge is not working and like I can't plug in my air fryer. How am I gonna cook? I could get something. Uber something. Uber eat something, maybe. That, but literally just like bought my Uber Eats yesterday while I was working after stream, so I was like, yeah, let me Uber something to get myself motivated to work. Oh, the power, you guys, it's back, it's back, it's back, it's back, it's back, it's back, ah! It's back! Holy moly! Holy moly, it's back! The lights are on! Yeah, bet! Only took like what? 4 hours? Yeah, shall we? Shall we go back to the PC? Oh, yeah, but it's back. Holy moly, only took like what? 4 hours, 5 hours? We are so back. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Okay, wait. I'm gonna mute and then go to PC. Wait. Yeah, I'm not gonna end this space yet. Wait. Mate. Let me just open my PC. I'm so excited! Wait. Let's go. Let's freaking go. I'm gonna open my PC. Oh, I don't even want to see how much progress I lost from like what I was doing. Let me open my AC. It's gonna be noisy. My AC is gonna be noisy. Holy heck, let's go. I'm so excited. I guess we're back with the chalky milk. I was planning to do a hand cam, but like, I have to set up the freaking hand cam. It's gonna take a while. So, can you just imagine? Can you just imagine? Do you guys mind? Cause like, you know, actually, like, setting up the hand cam is just such a hassle. It's such a hassle. It takes a lot of time. I have to like, completely like, secure the webcam and like, do this and do that. Set the resolutions and all that. I'm on my PC now. Maybe I should buy pizza. Holy heck, maybe I should buy pizza. It is time. Oh my god, my AC is on now. Everything feels so much better. Steam, let's go. Let's freaking go. Repair team kun, arigato. Let's freaking go. I'm gonna set up real quick. You know, I should start my waiting room first before I set up my VTuber model, maybe.
Maybe. We're still back.
I know some people are asleep already, but like, it's okay. I'm still gonna go through. Cause, okay, listen. If I was gonna move the stream tomorrow, I would have to take a day off from work. And like, that's not super good, and it's good too, but not good as well. So I'm still gonna go through with this stream and just like I don't know, work tomorrow. I'm still gonna go to work tomorrow. I should get myself I'll get myself something. I haven't eaten anything. Stream labs, but thanks for the company. Yeah, thanks for the company. You guys on the Twitter space, we don't do this very often, but really, really appreciate it. And I'm sorry if you had to like listen to me be super sad and negative earlier. I'm really, really sorry. I can't even hide it earlier, but I'm feeling a lot, much more better now. Why'd you guys give me Streamlabs? No. What? I just saw it when I opened my Streamlabs. No, why? Thank you. What? Thank you. Arigato. Thank you, Brian Hitchner. Thank you, Ghost. And thank you, Cold Knight.
What the frick? I wasn't even streaming. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. It's a surprise. I'm sorry. I couldn't see Streamlabs earlier because, like, I had it off. Okay. I obviously I was just on my phone, but I just opened my Streamlabs OBS now and it just popped in my screen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Change thumbnail. Change room. And then VTuber model. Okay, I'm gonna start the loading screen now. Really, thank you guys.
ありがとうね,
本当に. Thank you. Logging in.
I have to get a solar panel. That's on the apartment landlord and not me.
We are still back. I'm just logging in right now to YouTube. I have to log into my YouTube every time I start my stream.
Okay, you're all set, sets of Streamlabs. Okay, it's loading. We like you or something.
you guys are alright.
Wait, I can't steal that. That's Charlotte's. You guys are okay. alright, wait. Okay, I'm gonna put on the loading screen now. I'm gonna put on the loading screen now. Get my chalky milk. Probably just put the loading screen up for like 3 minutes. That's enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ending the Twitter space now. We can just chat on stream
now.
Okay. Thanks for waiting. Let's still stream now.
Yeah.
Let's still go on with the stream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'm ending. Bye. Thank you. See you on stream. Bye bye. Where's the end button? Where's the end button? Oh, it's here. Okay. There we go. Bye. Yes, and. This is yes, and.